Rob Sebastian here. What is beauty for? Let's talk about it. What is beauty for, and what does God expect you to do with it? I have asked many women and girls this question. To my surprise, not one of them had a ready answer. Most of the women and girls who were the recipients of this question were totally taken aback. This really surprised me because beauty, as part of a woman's overall impression and effect, should be a critical element. Most women pay close attention to beauty. In fact, news services in the United States claim that American women are spending some $8 billion per year on beauty products and surgeries. This is about $53 per woman on the average per month. This adds up to $640 annually for every woman and girl in the continental United States, regardless of age. In fact, reports from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons has purported that 13.8 million cosmetic surgery procedures, both surgical and minimally invasive, were completed last year. This was an increase of about 5%, and sources tell us that the procedures are increasing at about 5% per year. Women were surveyed, and the results were telling. Women spend about $30 to $50 per visit just when they go to buy makeup, and they go about 5 or 6 times per year. This starts early at about the age of 14 or 16. Now, in the case of my daughters, it started definitely at 14. When you come to grips with the fact that this process is going to continue for about 65 years, women will spend around $14,000 to $20,000 each. With this obsession, if you want to call it that, going on, I was shocked to find that women don't have a ready answer for the question, what is beauty for? What I mean by this question is this: why did God give the woman the lion's share of his beauty, and what is she supposed to do with it? A woman's focus on beauty is not an accident. Okay, let's start with that. Anybody who knows God can tell you that he doesn't do random. No, this was done for a specific reason. Everything that God does is done on purpose. He gave beauty to the female element of humanity because of a list of specific reasons. The following talk will explore just a few of these reasons. The first reason that we're going to talk about, encouragement. And we're going to talk about a couple of aspects of encouragement. We're going to talk about encouragement of herself, encouragement of others, and of society in general. Let's start with the encouragement of self. Being beautiful can be a real encouragement to a woman. Duh, like nobody knew that. I'm kind of pointing out the blatantly obvious so that I can make a point. So bear with me. I've got a point to make about this. A woman who is perceived as being beautiful can get a lot of encouragement and attention from others. This is because she is an encouragement to others. And this is the hidden point I wanted to point out. Beauty is an encouragement in and of itself. When a woman takes advantage of the qualities and gifts that God has given her, the both of them, that's the pretty lady and God, working together can have a profound effect on others. This in turn causes the pretty lady herself to reap the good she has sown, and she receives back the same. She gets it back because she has sown it. Just as she has encouraged others with her kindness, her beauty, and her acceptance, she can reap back what she's dished out, encouragement, acceptance, and sometimes even praise in return. One could say, you know, with some relevance too, one could say that she is receiving for that which she is not responsible for. After all, God gave her the good looks. Although it's true that God provides a woman with the opportunity and or the equipment, if you will, to be beautiful, it is also true that she has her part to play in this. It takes more than natural gifts to be fabulously beautiful. It takes character, mind control, self-control, and work to be beautiful. Somebody has to brush her hair. Somebody has to have enough self-control, watch what she eats, and to take care of her complexion. Somebody has to make sure that she gets enough rest. This has to be done in advance and by the lady in question, working with what God has provided. Therefore, a pretty girl is, in fact, a part of her being well-kept, attractive, and beautiful. It's kind of a partnership. This beauty effect, as I call it, can play a major part in keeping a woman encouraged and on top, but not because of the thought, "Wow, I'm pretty," but rather because her kindness and encouragement is reflected back to her from others and enhanced by her innocence, reputation, and of course her good looks.
Hi, this is Alyssa Lang from Calumet Township, Indiana. My dating tip for you is don't fall for the first guy who compliments you because he might not be the one. And you're listening to the Searching for Mr. Right audio podcast, searchingformrright.net.
Hello, this is Rob Sebastian. Thank you for listening. It's been another great show. We've had to reserve some of the heavier facts and truths and tips for the premium podcast, content that some parents may not want a younger teen to hear. To hear the entire podcast, then go to www.robsebastian.podbean.com. That's podbean.com. And become a premium member. For $4.95, you will not only get the entire informative talk with Rob Sebastian and or his team members, you will also get access to all of our past shows and immediate access to our weekly premium podcast for a month. Again, the link is www.robsebastian.podbean.com, or you can find the link by visiting our main website at searchingformrright.net. And I thank you.